Two NPR reporters are out on the road this month. Jeff Brady and Andrea Seabrook are crossing the country, talking to Americans about their relationship with the government. Andrea started off in South Carolina. Jeff began in Oregon. And today he takes us to Rock Springs, Wyoming, which is experiencing a boom in natural gas production.
Trapped within the Rocky Mountains are vast reserves of gas. And in Rock Springs, a town of about 20,000, there are a lot of people working to unleash that gas. In the evening, hotel parking lots are packed with trucks sporting oil company logos. Around town, bulldozers clear rocks and sagebrush to make way for new houses and businesses. All this to serve workers who've come from all over the country to take the $18 an hour jobs being offered. I wanted to ask a few of these workers how they feel about their government. So I went to the one place in town where I could find workers with a little bit of downtime in between the wash and spin cycles. At the Imperial Laundry, some of the coin-operated washers and dryers are marked as greasers. These are the machines gas field workers are supposed to use.
My name is Matthew Burrell. I'm working pipeline for Joe Max Construction out of Kansas. Just the operator going where the money is.
Burrell is here with his fiance and six-month-old daughter. He's pretty sour on government. When he was young, he says social workers separated him from his dad because of abuse allegations. Later, Burrell says the military changed his brother for the worse.
I don't vote. I don't care for any of the decisions they make, so I try to stay away from it. I don't agree with anything they're going. I don't agree with what they did overseas. I don't agree with that. And after what happened, you would have thought gas prices would have went down. And, well, obviously they haven't. They keep going up.
The war in Iraq is a popular topic at the laundry. Vern Fisher works in the gas fields for Halliburton. He says his view of the war changed over time.
Well, I was kind of against it in the beginning, but I'm kind of glad that it took place because the people over there got liberty, and I think everybody deserves a chance to have some freedom, freedom of choices, religion, and all that good stuff.
Darlene Taylor doesn't work in the fields. She's here waiting for a load to finish in one of the non-greaser machines. She lives about 40 miles away, but this is the closest laundry where she can wash her heavy blankets.
Well, I wish they didn't war, but I can understand why they're going through with it. I don't have any problems with Bush and what he's doing, you know. But my biggest issue is just the right to life.
Taylor opposes abortion, but says she doesn't get involved in politics unless they run up against her religion, and then she puts pen to paper. It's a nice sunny day, so not wanting to spend all of it inside of a hot laundry, I headed outdoors.
Holy cow!
At the city-owned golf course, Dustin Hansen is a little disappointed in his swing. He's 24 years old and spent 4 years in the military, but when asked about his relationship with the government, the war is not what comes to mind.
One thing they need to work on is wolves.
Wolves kill ranchers' livestock, and Hansen says they're competing with hunters, too.
Their predation on the deer and elk are getting a little bit ridiculous, and they need to set up some sort of regulation to be able to hunt them or trap them, do something like that.
Wolves in Wyoming are still listed under the Endangered Species Act. The state has been fighting with the federal government over relaxing restrictions on killing animals that could threaten livestock. Over on the putting green, Ron Hughes says he spent 20 years in the Navy before coming back home to Rock Springs to work as a carpenter. He worries about the future of veterans' benefits. When it comes to local government, though,
we got a real problem right now with meth.
There are billboards around town warning about the downsides of methamphetamine use. Hughes says there's been talk of building a new treatment center.
And I'm thinking that's the way to go rather than just sticking people in jail and they're not productive. And let's get them back online, you know, and show them there's another way.
Hughes says overall he's pretty satisfied with the government. A good economy from the natural gas boom helps. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
You can follow Jeff's progress and read his online diary at npr.org.